Hey there, I'm Bianca Hillier. I host the world's smart speaker show called The Number in the News. You can get it on your Amazon Echo or Google Home smart speaker. I wanted to share my favorite episode of The Number in the News from the past few days. So for the world and PRX, here's a sneak peek. Today's Number in the News is 28. Penguins. These 28 penguins may not be able to fly, but they're proving their worth with their squawks. Turns out the squawks are called songs. A new study out of the University of Torino studied songs from 28 adult penguins in Italian zoos. Researchers found a big similarity between human language and penguin songs. Songs like this. Doesn't sound human-like to me, but study co-author Marco Gamba and his team found that the penguin songs share the same structure as human language.
Penguins are not using words, of course.
No words, but they're still conveying a message. Gamba said penguins make different sounds. Some are short, some are long. Just like humans. But penguins usually keep things simple.
And it's interesting to see that these short units are more common than the others because that's exactly what happens in the human language.
To be clear, we're talking about the structure of penguin songs being similar to human language, not the actual meaning. Scientists can't yet decode penguin songs, but they know what this song means.
To convince females about the fact that I'm the right male and you can have me as a partner.
Turns out mating season is when penguins are the most vocal. Researchers in Italy studied 28 penguins and found striking similarities between their communication and human language. And that is The Number in the News. A new episode comes out every morning, 7 days a week. To add us to your flash briefing, go to the Alexa or Google Home app on your phone. Or if you have a Google device, just say, "Hey Google, play news from The Number in the News." It's that easy. The instructions are also on our website, theworld.org/smartspeaker. That's theworld.org/smartspeaker. I hope you'll listen.